Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of the Cheercast. My name is Deja, and I'm your host. I am so happy because this podcast has been doing so well. And I'm looking to upload a bit more frequently so you guys can listen more and so you can have more things to listen for. Oh, that rhymed. So I'm just so excited that we are on episode 3 of this podcast because I never thought I would stay this consistent. I thought I would be done. And it's all because of you guys. Knowing people are listening to the podcast makes me more motivated to keep going and not to give up on my goals. So I'm really excited. And thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you, ambassadors. Speaking of ambassadors, we have a featured cheerleader today. She will be at the end of the podcast, and I'll tell you her Instagram so you can go follow her too. So yeah, I'm so excited for this episode. Today's episode will cover how to get along with your teammates, my top 7 cheer gyms, and how to time manage. I actually said that backwards. If you have any suggestions for a Cheercast episode or a Cheercast segment, make sure you comment on the Instagram and let us know. I also have a few other suggestions that I will film in new episodes. So if you give me a suggestion, don't worry because I have you covered. Do not panic. Oh, last thing, my last announcement. I don't have like 5 this time. My announcement is I am trying to get pageant sponsors. So if you have a business or you know a business that needs a tax write-off because pageants are 100% tax deductible, or you just want to donate to support my journey to Miss USA National Miss, please feel free to donate. You can email me at DASHIAARAYBUSINESS, or you can just DM me at CashCheer. So yeah, and that's my business email, so my parents can see that. So don't try anything, people. Okay, so let's get started with today's episode. So, let's talk about time management. Time management is so important when you're in school and doing cheer because it's so time-consuming. Most cheer gyms have a Sunday practice and a weekly practice. That's how Express is, All for Cheer is, Cheer Athletics, I think some Ice All-Stars. So, yeah. Most cheer gyms have a Sunday practice and a weekday practice. So, my number one way to time manage is to write everything down. It helps you remember it. It gives you something to look at. And the thing is with writing things down, you have to stay consistent or you just leave your paper and your journals off to the side. So, I would definitely recommend getting a planner for cheer, and if I ever do stationery, it will be strictly for cheer, because I know how important it is to time manage. You have competitions, you have everything needs to be written down as much as possible, because it helps you remember, one, and if you go to look at it, you remember things that you forget. I guess you can do it on technology too, but the thing is with technology, you could mess it up, autocorrect, it can delete. There's so many issues, but if you just write it down and make it a habit, you'll be more likely to check it and remember it. Also, if you have like a home smart assistant like Alexa or Google Home, ask it to set your reminders so you know exactly when to be reminded. But my number one recommendation is getting a planner or a bullet journal and writing everything down. It's cute, it's fun, and it helps you time manage so much. Also, a big tip for time managing is get as much rest as you can. It is so hard to time manage when you're tired and you're sleepy and you don't want to get up, just make sure you're constantly being refreshed, constantly drinking water too, because that can make you really groggy if you're not drinking water. You may not think that water has that impact, but if you're not drinking enough water, it's going to show, but you just don't know it because you haven't been drinking water. So everyone should be drinking water. For my height and weight, I should be drinking about 60 ounces of water a day, I believe. 60 or 70, and I try my hardest to always achieve that goal. I ended up investing in a hydro flask just because I think to myself, like, I spent money on that, I should be using it, and that motivates me to drink water. So drinking water is important, getting enough rest is important, and writing everything down is important, and setting reminders are important. All of those things will really help you a lot more than you think. So try those things, and if they don't work, I will definitely make a part two to this segment in a later episode just to give you guys some more tips. But those are my main time management tips. Just make sure you're taking care of yourself as well. If you write a schedule, it's very hard to follow a schedule, but if you write one down and you try your hardest to achieve that schedule, you're already starting to do the schedule. And not everyone's schedule is perfect. You can't plan out everything in life, but you can definitely try, and that will help you so much, especially with cheer. Okay, guys, now I'm going to be counting down my top 7 cheer gems. So these are all going to be like kind of popular, so you may not hear your cheer gem just because I don't know all of them. So starting with number 7 is Ice All-Stars, because Ice All-Stars is where one of my favorite cheerleaders started off. So starting with number 7 is Ice All-Stars, and here is my reasoning. This is very basic, but one, some of the girls from the cheer cast, some of the ambassadors cheer at Ice, and the second reason is Jerry cheers at Ice, which is so cool. Well, he used to before he went to college, but if you know cheer, you know Jerry Harris. Everyone loves Jerry Harris. Everyone wants to be Jerry Harris. And he has a really good light. So I think they trained him well. So yeah. Number 6 on my list is Express All-Stars. Now, Express isn't like a big gym, but Express is one of the cheer gyms I always see at competitions, just because I think one of their teams had the same... We're in the same division as my team, so we always saw them, and I don't know, I remembered, like, everyone has, like, their chant and their cheer, and, like, I remembered it, I forgot it now, but I don't know, I love seeing them perform for whatever reason. I don't know, I don't really follow them now, but that was one of my favorite cheer gyms. So, coming in at number 5 is, drumroll please, Rockstars, specifically Rockstars Greenville, because I am actually from North Carolina, and I have family in South Carolina, so I like Rockstars. Also, they're like World's Gym, so yeah, so Rockstars Beetle, just because I had family in South Carolina, and they're kind of popular gym. I don't know what they're popular from. I think they're just a World's Gym. So yeah, coming in at number 4 is Powerhouse All-Stars, because that was my old gym, and I feel like it would be rude not to put them on, because I went to Summit with them. We went NCA together, so I can't say they're not one of my favorites, because that's where I started cheer at. Okay, my 3rd favorite is Cheer Extreme All-Stars, mainly because of Senior Early. I think they are really amazing, and they're doing so well this season. Claps for you, ladies. Yeah, so Cheer Extreme All-Stars is definitely on the list, no doubt about it. And in 2nd place is, drumroll please, Spirit of Texas, because that's one of the bigger gyms in my area, and I feel like I need to support them, because a lot of the girls on my cheer team cheer at Spirit of Texas, so we got to support them. And then, yeah, I really like their teams. I feel like they're a really good gym, and they need to step it up. No, I'm just joking. And my last cheer gym is, of course, Cheer Athletics. I remember one of my smallest memories is everyone talking about Cheer Athletics like they were this giant gym, and I never could understand it because I was like, guys, we win first and second place at every competition, so why is this a problem? What are y'all doing? So, yeah, I never understood. And I remember seeing, like, their cheetah makeup on the side of their face. Like, I don't know what it's called. Like, around their eye, kind of. It was, like, cheetah prints. And it was really cool. It was blue. And yeah, so now I live in that area. So my goal is to cheer with them. Hopefully this podcast will be successful so I can get to cheer with them. But yeah, I really want to be on Cheer Athletics, Panthers or Cheer Athletics Cheetahs. But I'm too tall to be a Flyer, so probably just Panthers. Because everyone on Cheer Athletics Cheetahs are co-ed Flyers, and it makes me sad. Okay. But anyways, those are my top 7 cheer gyms. That was really confusing, and I will never do a countdown for a long while, because that was really hard, and it was hard to choose. But I love a lot of cheer gyms, like Cardiff, Texas, Extreme. I know a lot of cheer gyms, but I just had to put it in 7. So yeah. Next topic. Hi guys, so this last question comes from Lizzie. And she's one of our ambassadors here at the Cheercast. And it was, how to get along with your teammates. Honestly, guys, it takes time. I'm new to my cheer team, and I don't know a single person. I spend most of my time on the corner, and all of them are friends, so it's really awkward. It takes a lot of time. I know they just are used to having certain people around, so that's who they hang out with. And honestly, you really just have to go out and be confident to talk to them, because they're your friends. And getting along with your teammates is having a strong bond and spending a lot of time together and understanding each other. So once you do that, you're getting along with your teammates. I hope this helps. This wasn't really a segment, but there's honestly no other way to do it. Just understand them, and hopefully they'll understand you, because we're all here to cheer. Now welcoming our featured ambassador.
Hey, thank you for putting me on your podcast this week. My name's Addie, and I am going to be talking about how much I love cheer. I cheer for Integrity Cheer Empire, and I live in Nova Scotia, and I'm on mini level 1 team, and I'm going on my 3rd year. It's so exciting for me, and yeah, and on this year, I'm hoping to be on 2 teams this year. A mini team and a youth team, and I'm so excited. I love my coaches and my gym and all the fun routines we get to do. So I've been cheerleading for 2 years, and this will be my 3rd year. And my favorite memory of cheer was when we were at a competition and we won 1st place and hit 0. We were so excited and we were happy for our team. I love cheer because I get to make new friends and learn some new skills, and I get to go to competitions to perform, and it is so fun, and I get to get dressed up. I post a lot of cheer stuff on my Instagram, and so you can check it out if you want. It's Life of Addie. And yeah, thank you for having me on this podcast. I love you guys. Bye.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Addie, for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you on your youth and mini level team. Claps for you, girl. If you want to be on the podcast, just like Addie, make sure you go to our Instagram at CastCheer, and the link in the Instagram bio has the link to the ambassador form, and we are looking for ambassadors, so make sure you check that out. I am so excited to have you all guys in the program, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you soon. Bye!